This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of the postgame sound from the Giants' loss to the Commanders, who, by the way, are now 7-2 and still leading the NFC East. Brian Daboll, we didn't win yet again. And that Terry McLaurin touchdown at the end of the second quarter was unacceptable. Cannot happen.
Tough game, competitive game. In the end, just didn't make enough plays to get the outcome we want. You know, gave up some big plays there right before the 2 minute at the end of the half. And those are our game-changing plays that we need to make.
Gave up big plays at the end of the fourth quarter, too, where his defense couldn't get off the field, down five with timeouts. So what did happen to the D?
Yeah, I don't think we didn't have any sacks, right?
Nope.
Yeah, we didn't have any sacks, we didn't have any turnovers, so not good enough.
Not good enough at all. Here was Dexter Lawrence. How disappointed was it to play badly on defense and just not get the job done and get off the field late when they had a chance?
Very. We got to be better at situational, knowing what's going on during the game and, you know, how we got to perform during that time of the game and understand the importance of it. And that's where you got to be at your best. You know, we wasn't.
It's always amazing to me, watching football as long as I have, sometimes some teams look like they're playing 11-on-5 and other teams look like they're playing 11-on-20 with the spacing that some teams have and that others don't.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Like when the Sean McVay offense, when he's getting these guys open and stuff like that, as opposed to just a miserable offense where you feel like every defender is hanging on every wide receiver.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
To me, the two teams that I would say that about right now are the Detroit Lions and the Baltimore Ravens. Now, these guys, the Commanders, are good offensively because this quarterback creates so much chaos on the field because he's so good, so athletic, and as Dan Quinn said, his decision-making is amazing. Like, he protects the football. So you have this combination of this tremendous athlete, great personality, and his performance speaks for itself. So now you have a total new feeling about the Washington Commanders, especially with new ownership there now, new coach there. The whole thing is completely turned around.
Went from a cute little story to they're pretty good.
Kind of like the Houston Texans, even though I know that they lost to the Jets, but the Houston Texans were that team last year,
yeah.
Well, here is Jaden Daniels, that quarterback you're referencing. Washington 7-2 for the first time since 1996.
Got to live in the moment. Hey, you know, this could be all good. You know, we got a game next week, but I mean, I'm just happy for the fan base that they could be something proud of in the product that we're putting out on the field.
Are pretty good for the Giants. 2-7. They go to Germany to take on the 2-7 Panthers.
How many guys could you name for the 1996? Washington
Dion
team.
Wasn't Dion? No, Dion was on the Cowboys in 96.
Who do you think? Who started all 16 games at quarterback for the 1996?
At quarterback?
96.
Is that Mark Rippon?
No. He was before that.
It was before that.
This name, I mean, everybody knows who it is. It's going to be tough to guess. I would not have gotten this.
I don't know.
Gus Frerotte.
The
guy who banged his head into the wall, right?
Yeah. His head in the wall that year, yes.
Gus Frerotte.
Wow. Who was the starting running back?
Terry Allen.
Okay.
He had 1,353 yards that year.
And give me the primary receiver.
Let's see. It was Leslie Shepard.
Leslie Shepard?
Yeah.
Really?
He had,
remember that
game
name.
Started. They didn't really have
I don't remember that name.
They didn't really, they didn't really have a lot of wide receivers who played.
Like Leslie Shepard, Michael Westbrook. I mean, they didn't really have anything. Henry Ellard. Remember Henry Ellard?
Henry Ellard from the Rams?
Yeah, I guess. 1996.
This is right up your alley.
The Washington football team.
Wow, yeah. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't remember. Like, you would think, like, oh, since whatever year, like, when you reference a team, yeah, hasn't been so good since. So you go back, like, Gus effing Farrakh.
Yeah. A long time ago. You guys mentioned the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. So they win 41-10 over the Broncos. Here was Jackson in terms of the passer rating.
I knew what that assignment was. You know, I definitely studied those guys. Getting with Coach T and just putting in extra work just because I was not there. Just watching practice and studying film on those guys. That pretty much helped.
And so since they started 0-2, they have been outstanding, having won 6 of their last 7.
How many of those guys are wide open in a game against a very good defense, by the way?
All of them.
It's amazing, yes, how wide open the Ravens receivers are.
Now, Jackson was asked why the team is playing so well and succeeding.
God, you know, God, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's why we're having so much success. That's the one that's leading us, you know, throughout these games and week in, week out.
So Derrick Henry was asked a similar question, why things are going well. He took a football approach to this, to the question.
Like I said before, I give the credit to guys who are blocking to make my job easier. And all I got to do is just make my reads, get north to south, and make the most out of a play.
Yep. So there you go.
It was Lamar, amazing. Is Sean Payton going to hell?
I heard two guys talking about, you know, I can't believe the Titans let Derrick Henry go and that the Giants let Saquon Barkley go because of their success that they're having this year. And I, you know, my thought process when I heard that was like, if Derrick Henry were with the Titans, do you think he'd be having this kind of year?
Hell no.
Of course not. Do you think that if Saquon Barkley were with the Giants, he'd be having this kind
of
year?
If Jesus wanted it, then yes.
No, Saquon Barkley would be on his third high ankle sprain at this point if he was with the Giants.
Or he'd be having a good year and they still wouldn't be winning.
And Lamar better hope Mahomes is a Jew.
But the point being is that those guys are having their years because of the offenses that they're playing with and the two quarterbacks that they're playing with.
Yeah. That's a big part of it.
And how those teams are built with their wide receivers.
Man.
Wow.
That's one of those things that's probably going to attribute it to me or Jerry in a paper.
Eddie Scozzeri.
Right.
All right. I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday Night Football, Vikings, Colts last night, and your team getting it done again there, G.
Third and goal, Darnold shotgun, Jones by his side, Jefferson wide left, three receivers right. 7-7, 2:54 to go in the third quarter. Sam back to pass, straight drop, throws to the end zone, caught, touchdown! Jalen Naylor with his fourth touchdown this season.
And that was Vikings radio with the call. That was one of three touchdown passes from Sam Darnold last night. The Vikings win 21-13. He threw for 290 yards. Pretty good. You also had Josh Oliver catch a touchdown pass. Jordan Addison as well. Their head coach is Kevin O'Connell. One guy we didn't mention was Justin Jefferson, but he played big. 7 catches, 137 yards receiving.
Justin, I thought, was phenomenal. I really felt him all game long from a leadership standpoint, which is, you know, phenomenal to see, along with B.O. and C.J., Aaron Jones in that huddle.
Yeah, exactly.
His nickname can't be B.O. Come on. Vikings, by the way, Jaguars this week, and then the Titans after that.
So should get to 8-2.
You would hope so. Then the Bears after that.
Should get to 9-2.
Yeah, it's a tough game. It's in Chicago.
Where is it? Oh, it's in Chicago?
They have three straight road games. Or one of these games. That's weird.
That is a bit odd. The Monday night game.
Teams have three straight. I think every team has three straight road games at one point in their season.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought three in a row was unusual. I guess not.
No. Maybe not with the 17-game schedule. But
could be.
And plus, they played in London.
That is true.
Bucks and Chiefs tonight. Kansas City 7-0. Here's Patrick Mahomes, who says we've been really good in big spots.
We've done a great job of that, and I think as we've started to execute better in the red zone, we've been able to score more and more points. And so we're going to continue to just work to get better, and we want to be playing our best football by the end of the year.
And that's pretty crazy that they haven't played their best football and they haven't lost yet. Here's Antoine Winfield Jr. Mahomes just a beast.
Even if he doesn't play his best, he finds a way to win a game. And so that's something that, you know, we know that going into the game. So it's not like, I know he, you know, he has some interceptions and things like that, but he finds a way to win. So we got to do our best to not let that happen.
And they win an awful lot. And usually the conversation surrounds the Chiefs offense. Baker Mayfield says, you know, that defense isn't too bad either.
One thing, when you just watch their tape, they fly around. It's a unit that you can tell plays for each other, plays for that team, and they have great players on all levels. And so obviously up front, you got Karloftis and Chris Jones that can be your game wreckers, and those linebackers are flying around. And the defensive backs, I mean, they're a lot of them are interchangeable.
And we'll have Monday Night Football for
you. Where do you think Patrick Mahomes is rated or stands with his rating, or his passer rating?
Out of the 32 middle of the pack.
Out of the 32 starting quarterbacks that 15th. Have played. Nope.
Just answer your own question already.
23rd.
24th.
Okay. And they're 7-0.
He just wins. He wins the fourth quarter. Everybody's comfortable. Everybody knows he's going to make a play somewhere along the line. Just, it's amazing. Like, when you look at his numbers and those numbers I gave you about Deshaun Watson back in 2020, they're completely different, and yet his team is undefeated, and Deshaun Watson's team went 4-12 that year.
By the way, Jameis Winston, 3 interceptions, and the Browns lost yesterday, too.
Things are back to normal.
Which we didn't get to. Garrett Cole opted out of his contract with the Yankees over the weekend. We discussed that earlier, but the Yankees can void that if they add a fifth year to the remaining terms, which right now are 4 years and $36 million per season.
They have to do this by 5 o'clock today.
Yeah. We have decisions. So we shall see. I read something that they were going to let Boris know by last night, but I have not seen anything come out yet in terms of what they will do or they won't do. Pistons beat the Nets last night, 106-92. Nets back at it again tonight against the Grizzlies. The Knicks are in Houston against the Rockets. Your Rangers last night took on the Islanders. Here was this is a defensive play because your guy Shesterkin comes up huge in a big, big spot.
Takeaway.
I think at that point it was 2-0. The other save was at 3-2, where Horvat was on the left side of the goal. Yeah, and Shesterkin made that save as well.
It's been unbelievable, and they're in the middle of a contract negotiation with him, and because it is the NHL and the cap is a hard cap and everything else, you know, Ranger fans want him. We want to pay him. We want to pay him somewhere probably around $11.5 million. You start paying more than that, now all of a sudden it's going to cost other players their contracts, and he's not going to have as good a team in front of him. The more money he takes, the less likely it is that he'll have as good a team in front of him. But right now, over these first 9 games that he's played, I don't necessarily know that anybody's in front of him.
Here was Patrick Waugh talking about Shesterkin doing the job tonight.
The key of that, the play of that game is the save of their goalie on Orvat. I mean, if we score there, made it a 3-3 game, gives us momentum and we could go. And that was a big save by them.
And he got Anders Lee, too. Got Anders Lee right in front.
35 saves on the night for Shesterkin. Artemi Panarin with a couple of goals.
Hey, Al, would you go to the Islanders owner's box? That is, we always talk about a wonderful night that is. If we had a WFAN night on a Saturday night
in the middle
December,
of a vacation.
In the middle of a vacation, Saturday night, maybe the 28th.
And they'll get you a helicopter.
Probably not.
He still wouldn't?
Yeah, it seems like a long ride.
On a Saturday during a vacation? I don't know if it's not, wouldn't be that bad. So, no. All right. Eddie, would you go?
Iffy.
Iffy.
On a Saturday in the middle of a vacation?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be here.
Oh, okay. Well, if you were here, would you go?
I would consider it.
Maybe if the Islanders got me an Uber.
They might. If Schwartz drove me and Al, then we're in.
Oh, wow. He would do that. I think he might do that.
Because then he would be invited too, you would think.
Yeah, of course. Yep.
Mm. Very interesting. All right, moment of the day brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo Blanco, Cristalino Reposado Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. Obviously, it's Monday, talking a lot of football, and we also got into a couple of big WFAN names. Rams beat the Seahawks in overtime 26-20. I want to bring you back, when talking about Seattle, I want to bring you back to September when we got this oldie but a goodie from Chris Russo.
Smith played well, and his receivers, Metcalf caught 10, Jackson Smith, Njuba, the kid from Ohio State, he caught 12 more.
Okay, so that one's kind of off.
Njuba, the kid from Ohio State.
But this might be worse. when talking about Puka Nacua. Now, this was prior to the game yesterday, and this is not Chris Rousseau. This is a guy I would call Mr. Football, Joe B.
Cooper Kupp is back. The kid Puaha, however you say his name, Puha, the other wide receiver, is back as well. Puha. Hua. Pua Pua. Poi.
Is that
whatever
for real?
His name is.
Is that for real?
Yeah. The kid Puaha, whatever you say his name. Puha, the other wide receiver, is back as well.
He's back there. Puha Luau. That guy, he's back now. Whatever it is, who cares? Doesn't matter.
There you go. Moment of the day. Not Chris Carlin off the ledge with Pua. Pow.
You know, I think he's married to Moana. This Pua. Ooha. Whatever his name is.
I love when you get to like that point in your life where you just don't care that you mispronounced the name that badly.
He's there.
He just doesn't matter. Pooha, nooha, hooha. He's back there with Cooper Kupp.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.